Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, and I'm JR. I'm sitting here in Atlanta, Georgia on Peachtree Street, talking to people all over North America. From Toronto to Miami to Honolulu. Well, Anchorage, what's up, Alaska? Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. I'm going to be with you for 2 more hours. We've had a busy night so far already. We've talked about the 5-game suspension of Draymond Green for choking the hell out of Rudy Gobert. We talked about Deshaun Watson out for the rest of the season. This man got a broken bone in his shoulder and a high ankle sprain. So the Browns, man, they can kiss their season goodbye. 6-3, they were looking good. He was starting to look good, and now they're just cooked. That's the reality of it. We talked about Josh Allen, spoke to the media today, let everybody know, like, yeah, I'm not happy that we had to fire our offensive coordinator and Ken Dorsey, but I get it. This is just how it goes. This is the nature of the damn beast. And it is Wednesday night, as you probably know what that means. If you don't, I'll tell you anyway. I'm going to give it to you a new top 6 list. We're about a week away from Thanksgiving. A matter of fact, if you happen to live on the East Coast, it's officially midnight. Past midnight. So we're now 7 days away from Thanksgiving. I don't know how the hell we got here, but we are. And so tonight, I'm personally going to share with you who, what, and just who, what, and where. I guess that's appropriate. Just all the things I'm thankful for when it comes down to sports here in 2023. We've had a hell of a year. I know we got about a month and a half left in it, but we're going to blink and it's going to be 2024. I know they're already trying to rush us into Christmas. I feel like we went from Halloween, skipped Thanksgiving, and went right to Santa Claus time. It's just ridiculous. But I'll share with you my top 6 list and do that momentarily. Before we do anything, we have someone who's been waiting patiently on the phone lines, and his name is Scott. Hey, Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for calling from San Diego. What's on your mind?
JR, thanks for having me. Love your show. I got to say, I listen to a lot of sports radio, and I think you've got one of the best shows on the radio. You got a great voice, great topics, great conversation. So just love what you do. Got to start off with that. Not that you need to hear it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I also agree with you. There are many other shows that suck, but go on ahead.
Great. Yeah, I love that interview earlier on Game Changers. That was real interesting. Only thing is, I don't think he really answered your last question, talking about NFL versus NBA differences, but no need to talk about that.
We'll have Bob back on. The thing is, when you think about his experiences, we could sit down and talk to him for probably 3 hours. I can do a whole hour with him on the Seahawks. He helped negotiate the stadium deal. You know what I'm like? It just, there's so much that he's done. We can do a 3-hour talk with him, but go ahead.
I would love to listen to that because he's an amazing guy. I wanted to pick a bone with you just a little bit. It might be a little controversial, but how do you feel about talking about soccer at some point on your show? It's the world's game, the most popular sport in the world. Do you think that the growth in the U.S. warrants a little bit of attention?
Well, let me ask you this. How long have you been listening to the show?
Years.
You've been listening for years?
Yeah.
What do? You miss a night every now and then?
Yeah, of course.
We have talked about plenty of soccer, plenty of football. Man, where you been?
Yeah, you think so? I guess I don't hear enough of it. But I was just thinking, you know, the MLS is growing. The playoffs are going on right now.
Yeah.
San Diego's getting a team. We'd just love to hear, you know, your take on some soccer.
No, look, and we have talked about soccer when it's been relevant to talk about. I mean, we have actually had maybe quite a few nights that have been, I would say, majority football and soccer. And a lot of the conversation has to do with its growth. And so whether or not it's Messi or the World Cup, that's where a lot of it has lied, man. But to be here every night and pop in MLS, I got to talk about what the majority of people care about or what's popping. Like, I can't sit here and talk about Mo Salah or Luis Suarez as much as I might be interested in it. That's not the reality for the majority of our listeners.
Absolutely. We live in the U.S., and I totally agree. So glad to hear it's on your radar. If you're ever looking for some topics to talk about, I'm more than happy to provide some additional context.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. You want me to talk about the IPL next?
No, I don't need that, but maybe if your other listeners are interested in it, go ahead.
Okay, I'll make sure I get that in. Hey, Scott, thank you for calling. Appreciate you for listening.
You're the man, JR. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, shout out to you, man. Much love to you and everybody else in San Diego. The IPL, who anyone not familiar, that is it's the Indian Premier League. It's a cricket league. And hey, Shep, who's your favorite wicketkeeper?
Funny.
I don't know how to. You don't have a favorite wicketkeeper?
No, sir.
Okay. Mine is Kermani. He's in his 70s now.
Armani?
Kermani.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Not Italian, but Indian. Kermani. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I think for the rest of tonight, no, we will not be talking about Indian Premier League cricket. I don't think that I'll have another mention of MLS. I don't think. And so as I move on, as I get ready to give you a new top six list, it's time to be appreciative. It's that damn time. When I roll around here in Atlanta, Georgia, I still see pumpkins. Pumpkins are normal. I still see jack-o'-lanterns. I still see skulls and eyeballs. There's some people that still have Halloween stuff up. Maybe you have your Halloween stuff up. Shep, is Halloween stuff up in New York?
No, not a chance. Not now with Christmas around the corner.
Yeah, Christmas. Halloween ended on October 31st, and then it was like Christmas season the next day. We have all been conditioned to ignore November and Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is now a speed bump to Christmas. I saw a sleigh outside here in Atlanta. In one of our malls, there was a sleigh outside like 2 days after Halloween. I said, what are we doing here? As a matter of fact, I don't care where it is. It's in Colony Square. They got a sleigh in the middle of the city. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Just at Halloween. But anyway, I am going to take time to be thankful. I'm going to be here the rest of this week. I'm going to be here Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then I'm going to be off. You know, just doing Thanksgiving things, minding my business. And so there will be no top six next week. So we're going to share this with you tonight. This is a personal list. It's near and dear to my heart. Although everything that you will hear is pretty public. It's a top six list of what I am thankful for in this year, 2023. You know what time it is, right? It's time for Boyz II Men to help with the countdown.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, sharing with you a new top six list. Here at the JR Sport Brief show, damn it, I don't skip Thanksgiving. I give thanks year-round, and especially today on the radio. So a top six list of what I'm thankful for in 2023, who I'm thankful for. It's time for the countdown. Let's get it going. What number are we up to?
Number six.
It's the beginning. Who am I thankful for? He's a commissioner. Hell no, it ain't Batman. Hell no. Hell no, it's not Manfred. Hell no, nah. It's not Roger Goodell. I'd be thankful for Roger if he sent me some money. Dude has made like 60 mil a year. No, I'm thankful for Adam Silver. I appreciate the innovation. I appreciate Adam Silver. Yeah, he works for the owners, but he's not a complete asshat. You know, he's probably the only commissioner in professional sports here in North America that doesn't get booed. And I like his innovation. I like it. Not afraid to switch things up, like the NBA in-season tournament. I like people who don't just accept the status quo, but are willing to accept change and advancement. Adam Silver was on my good side from when he took over in 2014, and he told Donald Sterling, get your ass the hell up on out of here. But I also appreciate something like the play-in tournament. Maybe even the play-in for the playoffs. All Adam Silver specials. This is Adam Silver talking about his latest toy, the play-in tournament, when he was on ESPN.
These concepts have been floating around the league for a while. I'd say they originated, I think, more in European soccer in particular, where if you take the English Premier League, you know, everybody wants to ultimately win the championship, but there are multiple cups throughout the year. There's a little bit of analogy. I think sometimes in college sports, you see there may be a Thanksgiving tournament or a holiday tournament. And I think for those tournaments, players get up for them. They want to win them.
Well, thank you, Adam. Keeping things fresh, man. Thank you very much. I'm thankful for Adam Silver here in 2023. And the ratings say that there are people thankful for it, too. Adam Silver, number six. What else am I thankful for? What's the next one?
Number five.
Oh, it's a who as well. A matter of fact, here's a hint. Here's a preview. They're all who's. They're all people. It's Dusty Baker. I'm thankful for Dusty Baker because he actually gives me a manager that I want to root for. And why the hell would I want to root for the Houston Astros manager? Why would I want to do that? It's not I'm rooting for the dude in the hat or the hat. I'm rooting for the guy. Dusty Baker is so easy to appreciate. 74 years old. Unfortunately, didn't have an opportunity to go back-to-back and win the World Series. Didn't happen that way. We saw the Astros go down to the champions, the Texas Rangers. 26 years as a manager. 19 seasons as a player. Only the seventh dude to win a ring as a player and a manager, dating back to last season when he won with the Astros and then when he won as a player in 81 with the Dodgers. He is the ultimate mop-up man. The Astros bring him in because of the stench from the cheating scandal, banging on them trash cans. And now he's gone. He's retiring. And he's just always just appeared so gracious, so smooth, so cool, so respected. And I appreciate him. The opportunity to watch him. Nice to see him come back. And no, he didn't win a championship here in his final season as manager. But Dusty Baker is still a winner. And I think he's somebody that a lot of managers and coaches can learn from. I'm thankful to have watched him. This is Dusty Baker also being thankful to the Astros fans.
Probably the quickest 4 years I've ever spent in my life. But that's what happens when you're winning. And I hope that, you know, we're in better shape now than when I got here.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Super mop. He came in with the mop and cleaned that mess up. Top six things people I'm thankful for in 2023. Adam Silver, 6. Dusty Baker, 5. What's the next number?
Number 4.
He plays for the San Antonio Spurs. LeBron James called him an alien. I'm thankful that I have an opportunity to watch Victor Wembanyama. You know, we can always talk about prospects, right? Zion Williamson was supposed to be a unique athletic freak, and unfortunately, his body has eaten him alive. Or maybe it's the reverse. Maybe, anyway. It's not easy being highly touted. It's not easy coming from another country. It's not easy being promoted. Maybe a LeBron James can relate to this, but it's few and far and in between, especially for a dude who's 7'4", 7'5", and can move like he's a shooting guard. Yeah, the Spurs suck this year. They're 3-8. Wembanyama is almost averaging 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks, 2.5 assists in a game, and he just got into the league. Yeah, I'm thankful that I'm able to watch him, and I hope that he stays healthy for years. That's it. I hope there are no major injuries for Victor Wembanyama. But I'll tell you why I appreciate him even more. Because of how he conducts himself. He doesn't run around acting like he's better than people. He's not loud. He's not boisterous. He conducts himself like a professional when he's on the court. And yes, he has the pedigree from his parents. I also appreciate his perspective on life. He spoke to the Old Man in the Three podcast, that old Duke Blue Devil, J.J. Redick, and Victor Wembanyama talked about feeling no pressure at all. Listen to this.
I don't feel any like pressure on my shoulders or what. And I think the reason is because I try to live free. You know, when I need motivation, when I need energy and I feel tired out, when I need to fight on the court and it's hard, I always remember I'm free in that universe. I do whatever I can and I know what I want to do and nothing's going to stop me from doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much. He is 19 years old. And yes, he has a different perspective because he ain't American. Sorry, all of us here in America, but it's facts. He has a different perspective on life, man. He's not arrogant about this. Doesn't think he's better than anybody about this. But has a proper perspective on life. And that is something that will help him professionally. He's 19 years old. Wembanyama can't buy a drink. I appreciate him. I got him at number 4 on the list here. What do we got next? What's the next number?
Number 3.
Who and what am I thankful for in 2023? You want to talk about an adult in the room? Someone who's mature as hell. I can't believe at times this guy's 25. I feel like I'm listening to a 40-year-old, 45, 50-year-old speak. It's Jalen Hurts. I appreciate and enjoy Jalen Hurts. Because we don't get the nonsense. We don't get the trash talk. We just get the football and we get a mature human. He's had the fight and battle to where he is. This man got benched for Tua Tagovailoa trying to win a championship. This man had to transfer schools to get back going on the right track. This man was selected 53rd in the draft in the pandemic year. And this man has balled out and improved so much that he got a $255 million contract. Jalen Hurts is the man. And oh yeah, he ain't 40, 45, or 50. He's 25 years old. Even after losing in the Super Bowl, his words after the game made me root for him even more. Listen to this dude, Jalen Hurts, after that Super Bowl loss.
You want to cherish these moments. You want to cherish these moments with the people that you come so far with. You know, your family, your loved ones, your teammates, your peers, everyone that you do it with and do it for. You know, and I'm so proud of this team. You know, I will say I'm so proud of this team for everything that we've been able to overcome. Obviously, we had a big-time goal in the end that we wanted to accomplish, and we came up short. You know, I think the beautiful part about it is everyone experiences different pains. Everyone experiences different agonies of life. But you decide if you want to learn from it. You decide if you want to use that to be a teachable moment. And I know what I'll do.
Wow. There was a quarterback a couple years ago. He lost in the Super Bowl, and he basically cried like a baby. Oh, he didn't want to talk to anybody. My apologies. Sorry, Cam Newton. Anyway, I got Jalen Hurts here at number three on my list. Is who and what I'm thankful for in 2023. If Hurts is number three, what's this number?
Number two.
This person actually realized some success that they haven't achieved yet. This person is 19 years old. This person had the United States of America rooting for her as she went to the U.S. Open and walked away with her first major title. It's Coco Gauff. Yeah, 19 years old, just like Victor Wembanyama, but she's already had success. Man, she's been battling out as a pro since she was a teen, and she finally got that major, beating Sabalenka out in Queens, New York. And even Coco's message after the victory is just like, you know what? I don't care who doesn't believe in me. Look at what the hell I just did. This was from ESPN.
Honestly, thank you to the people who didn't believe in me. I mean, like a month ago, I won a 500 title and people said I would stop at that. 2 weeks ago, I won a 1,000 title and people were saying that was the biggest it was gonna get. So three weeks later, I'm here with this trophy right now. You know, I've tried my best to carry this with grace and I've been doing my best. So honestly, to those who thought we're putting water on my fire, you're really adding gas to it. And now I'm really burning so bright right now.
Oh, come on now. Let's get some more. I want an Australian Open. I want a French Open. I want Wimbledon. I want another U.S. Open. Go out there and win them all. I like people who know how to win. I like people who also know how to lose and fight back. No coincidence that we got some classy people here on my list. Wembanyama, Jalen Hurts, Coco Gauff. Thankful to have watched them here in sports. We got so many jerks. I had to watch my mouth there. We got so many jerks. You got to appreciate the good ones, the classy ones when you see them. The Dusty Bakers of the world. What we're going to do is take a break. And on the other side, it is a top six list. Things and people I'm thankful for in 2023. On the other side, I'm going to share with you number one. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're in a 5-minute break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first of all, I got to tell you something. I have been blind for 40 years now. I lost my eyesight when I was 19 years old. I've been listening to sports radio for 40 years because it's more informative than television to me. You, my friend, are the most realistic broadcaster I have ever heard in my life, and I thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday night. It's a Thursday morning. I'm sharing with you a new top six list. It's what I do. We're a week away from Thanksgiving, just about. I ain't going to be here for next Wednesday. This is the last top six until post-Thanksgiving. And so I'm telling you what the hell I'm thankful for. A lot of things I can go through in the world of sports, but I primarily named people. And I'm about to share with you numero uno. But before I do that, let me give you a quick recap if you missed my top six. At number six, I gave you Adam Silver. I think he's actually a good commissioner, unlike some of the other jerks. Yes, you could think he's evil because he's a part of the system, but I appreciate him being innovative. He's the one commissioner that doesn't get booed when he steps outside. At number five, I gave you Dusty Baker. 74 years old, a hell of a career in baseball as a manager, finally getting that championship, also as a player. He's just someone to really appreciate and respect. I've never looked at an opposing manager. I could care less about the Houston Astros. It doesn't have anything to do with them winning or losing or cheating or World Series. I care about them as much as I care about the Marlins, which is I don't. But there's something about Dusty Baker that makes you want to root for him. Even in a loss, he's like the ultimate winner. Thank you, Dusty Baker, for your contributions to baseball. At number four, things I'm thankful for, Victor Wembanyama. I appreciate him. A 19-year-old phenom who doesn't act like a diva, doesn't act like a jerk, seems humble, seems relaxed, seems like he has a great perspective for someone who's only 19 years old. And number three, somebody else easy to root for, thankful to watch him, it's Jalen Hurts. I learned even more about him when he lost the Super Bowl and he didn't run, he didn't hide, he didn't cry in front of the cameras. He didn't stand there with a scowl and, why me? I lost. He didn't do any of that. He talked about becoming better in a moment of pain. He's 25 years old. The guy talks like he's 60. Jalen Hurts, thankful to watch him. I hope he wins the Super Bowl. And number two, I give you Coco Gauff, another 19-year-old who just exemplifies maturity. And so if I got Coco Gauff here at number two, picking up her first major with the U.S. Open back in September, that really only leaves me with one more thing to be thankful for. And so let's hear the fancy voice man say number one.
Number one.
If I got to think about what I'm thankful for the most here in 2023, it's real simple. It's not none of these players. It's not a coach. It's not a manager. It's y'all, yeah, you, everybody listening. Whether you hate my guts or you want to love me or call me, whatever it is, there's no show without you. I'm very fortunate to be sitting here. I'm very fortunate to have a lot of people who enjoy the show and call me and tell me about it. Yeah, listen, I know what gets played on the radio. I'm not a traditional radio guy. I listen to what's going on all over the country. I listen to what's going on in your neck of the woods. There are a lot of shows that don't get the response that this one gets. And it's because of you, the listeners. And it was reminded to me by Shep, I think no less, last week, that in March, I will have been here for four complete years. Time flies. I guess COVID will do that to you because that's when I started the show. And so it's real simple. If I'm thankful for anything, it's y'all. You know, nothing lasts forever. I'm not saying that I'm leaving here. But I do want to say this while I have the opportunity and the chance. I don't sit here and get angry, even when idiots call me up. Like, I'm not upset. I might be frustrated. But this is a job that people would die for. And I'm thankful for it. And I appreciate you guys for listening. And now I want to hear one of my favorite drops of all time. I could be ticked off in the middle of the day, and I may randomly think about this, and it cheers me up and makes me laugh and go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Things are good. Now, listen to this.
When you're not on, they lose customers.
It tickles me every time I hear it. And also, I considered this, but I said I need to thank the fans first. Hey, thank you to Dave Shepard. He actually makes coming to work and working with a producer easy. I've worked with plenty of producers and plenty of talents and plenty of workers. There's nothing worse than working with someone who doesn't work. Thank you so much to Dave Shepard for making this easy and not making me feel like I have to do more work and do all of the work. And so many thanks to super producer and host Dave Shepard for helping to construct this show and making me just focus in on what I have to do instead of worrying about everything else going on in the world. And so it's 2023. I ain't going to be here for Thanksgiving next week. There will be no top six for me on Wednesday. Hey, Shep, you doing some shows next week, huh?
Yes, sir. Thursday and Friday. And JR, thanks for your blessing. Because I'm not gonna be doing Wednesday's show, and because you're not gonna be here, I appreciate you allowing me to make an exception and do a top six, probably on Thursday or Friday. So we're gonna use the JR imaging, and we're gonna make it seem like you're here that Wednesday. So yes, sir.
You do what you feel like. I don't care.
Appreciate you, man. I already know what it's gonna be. So
good.
Yeah.
Well, who the hell is he on Wednesday?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that powerful. I don't know.
Is it a clone?
I don't know. I think they're giving some guy a shot. I don't know who it is. Okay. But all I know is that what my goal is, if I'm not hosting for JR when JR's not here, is how can this show sound as close as possible in terms of the spirit of what you do every single night? So that's what I hope is accomplished.
What happens if I call up my own show next Wednesday for whoever's filling in?
Well, you have VIP access.
I'd be a jerk, right?
No. Rich Eisen does it all the time. Dan Patrick does it all the time. So why can't JR Sport Brief do that all the time?
If I called up my own show.
Sure.
And I don't know who it is. Is it going to be Jody Mack? I don't know. I like Jody. I know
Jody's a good guy, man. Yeah.
Right. But if there's just a random person here next Wednesday.
Right.
And I call up my show, I'm a jerk.
No,
because they're going to be talking about something. They go, hey, it's JR here, and I'm gonna do my show. And they're going to be like, oh, no, it's scary.
No, I don't think so, no. Because you don't have that kind of reputation. So I think people would welcome that with open arms if they were hosting for JR Sport Brief.
So don't railroad my own show next week.
Do what you got to do. I mean, right. my thinking is you do six shows a week, 52 weeks of the year. You're probably not calling up a show that you're not hosting when you finally get a well-deserved night off.
You're right, I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to listen unless I'm in the car.
Fair enough, man.
Probably if I'm in the car, I'm probably not going to listen either.
Right. And JR, I mean, I think I speak for Marco when I say this. I speak for the hundreds of thousands of fans that you touch every single night, man. We are grateful for your approach and your style and for making everybody who has anything to do with your show feel like they have a voice, man. So we're all incredibly embedded for you, man. And
yeah,
in your debt.
I'm just out here doing stuff. Thank you.
You make it easy. You make it fun, too.
Yeah, I try. Life sucks enough.
Let me tell you something.
That's why we got all these miserable-ass people out here. We're talking about sports. And, yeah, there's a lot of reality in sports, so some of it is miserable. But the way people run around sometimes, you would think that they're trying to figure out the nuclear codes. I mean, like, what are we doing?
Well, that's
like,
the chill out. But that's where our industry's gone. Like, you have so many people that look to bury people, colleagues, at this freaking company, by the way. This company does that. Yeah. You never do that. You never take that bait. You elevate people. You don't get stuck slinging in the mud. And I think that's what makes it so refreshing to work with you, be a part of your show. And I think I speak for everybody that loves hearing that, because you keep it on the up and up. You keep it clean. And that's a hell of an accomplishment in 2023 in the state of sports talk radio, JR.
Yeah, well, I could care less what anybody else is doing. I'm secure with who I am. I don't have to fling crap around. Just chilling, man.
By the way, who is the most overrated sports talk show radio host you would say in 2023?
Overrated?
Yeah, who would you say is the, I'm just joking. I'm obviously kidding.
I was going to say, you want me to get emails, don't you? I was thinking about it. Overrated? I guess I'd have to stop and pay real close attention.
Sorry
about that. Marco Belletti, you care to answer that?
Yeah, no, I'm going to steer clear of all this stuff. I got to be fair, all this love fest, too, I feel like I'm getting a cavity. I love you guys, too, but all right. Shep, you're laying it on a little thick. Come on.
No, Marco, you've known me for 12 years. You think I'm putting on, you think I'm being sincere? You tell me.
I didn't say you weren't being sincere. I said you're still laying it on a little thick.
No, let me tell you something. Life, wait a minute. Life is short. It's fleeting. We get hit by a bus. We walk out of this building. You never know. Let's.
I mean, seriously. Dark. One flew. You go, hey, left turn.
Dark.
By the way.
Well, listen.
Not to speak for JR. We're grateful for you.
I didn't run no marathon, and neither did you. So we just got to. We gotta
damn right.
And then walked it.
I pulled a hamstring getting out of bed once.
One day I couldn't get out of bed at all. So, I mean, come on.
Well, for good reasons, I'm sure.
No. My back was done.
Oh, got it. I wish
it was because I was busy. No, I couldn't get out of bed. My back locked up.
Got it.
It took me 3 hours to crawl from my bedroom to my bathroom. My back was done.
Jeez.
That's not a good reason. And it wasn't because it was that. No.
Man, I didn't know you were Tracy McGrady.
A back injury?
Exactly, yeah. That's what plagued his career.
Yeah, I'm also not 6'8 and flying all over the place.
That's true, too.
My back should be okay.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
But it's not. I should get a back transplant. Do they do those yet?
No.
That sounds difficult.
Listen, man, if they froze Ted Williams' brain, they can give me a new back.
I don't know if it's that simple. There's something more. It's a little more complex than that.
Just than freezing Ted Williams' brain?
Yeah, there's something more to it than that. Yeah, it's like Walt Disney, same thing. Like, that's just like become like an
well,
urban...
You can't just take Reynolds' wrap and throw it in the freezer? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly, Marco.
Okay.
I mean, if you freeze it enough, it stays in its live state. It's like thawing out food. It's like once you heat it back up, it's good.
Does it get like that layer of freezer burn on it? Like the ice cream when you leave it too long? Does it get that?
Where is Ted Williams' brain? Is it in Massachusetts somewhere? Where is it?
Fenway.
No, it's not at Fenway. Well, they stored it in a freezer. They got it at some cryogenics place, right?
I'm wondering why Manny had to go into the wall.
I don't think it's cold enough in the wall.
Right.
Wall's not. After Manny pees in there, it's not cold at all. I'm going to Google that in a break. Where is Ted Williams' brain? No, it's supposed to be this simple. When we have the technology, you unfreeze his brain. You put it in a robot and boom, you got Ted Williams, greatest hitting coach of all time. That's how it's supposed to work. That's my understanding. That's what they showed on Futurama. Hey, what do I know? Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I told you what the hell I'm thankful for. What the hell are you thankful for? I'm going to take your calls, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I don't call in the radio stations either. I just sit in a microphone or sit in a booth and they turn a microphone on. Anyway, I did give you a top six list. Talked about the top six things I'm thankful for in 2023. Number six, I gave you Adam Silver. Number five, Dusty Baker. Four, Victor Wembanyama. Number three, Jalen Hurts. And number two, Coco Gauff. And then number one, it's you, the listeners. Whether you agree, disagree, love me, can't stand me, hate my guts, I appreciate you tuning in. There is no show without you. And this is just what it is. It's as simple as that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And I got Google people. So I said I was going to Google this in the break. Now I got people still hitting me up about it. I know exactly where Ted Williams' head is at, okay? It's separated from his body in Arizona, okay? It's not in Massachusetts. It's in Arizona. And so maybe one day when the robots take over, they'll plug him back up together and he'll bat 500, okay? He'll play baseball with the robots. 855-212-4CBS. Barry, how about this? It's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you, JR?
I'm excellent. Go ahead, Barry.
So last Wednesday, you talked about the marathon extensively, and I want to talk about running the marathon, because I know Shep is a marathon runner. I did not know he was a marathon runner. So here's the thing. Have you ever ran a half marathon?
Bruh. No. I've run in the street, but I've never run no organized race. No, not at all.
Okay. So do you want to run with me and Shep next January? Not this January. I'm giving you 13 or 12 months to prepare for this, to run that Disney half marathon.
No.
No. I've ran it 7 times. I want to run it with you.
That's great. I'm honored that you would be wanting to run it with me. That's bad English. But I got no interest in running. No, I'm being honest. I appreciate it. That's like saying, hey, I want to take you out to a steakhouse and somebody's saying I'm a vegetarian. Like, no, thank you.
So last Wednesday, you were everything about Shep, about him running the marathon. I think Shep is the greatest guy in the world. I want to run a half marathon with you.
With who? You, me?
Yeah, you and me and Shep.
Okay, well, that's nice. You may have to settle for just doing that with Shep. I ain't doing that. I'm not running nowhere.
Why not? You're an athlete.
Well, so what? I don't want to run. I run enough. Listen, they got a track down a block from where I live. I go, I run. I run for fitness. I don't want to run a race, man. It's not my M.O.
It's the Disney half marathon. It's the flattest marathon in the world.
It could be the get $1 million at the end of the race. I'm not running, man. It's not my thing.
Okay, how about
I like
the
to run
Atlanta
up hills. If you see me in Atlanta, you'll see me running hills in Piedmont Park. But I'm not for that. My body's not built for that.
My body's not built for that either. It's a
so
half
maybe you
marathon, should've. Brother. It's a half marathon.
Well,
you're not running the whole thing.
You do the 13 and let me know how you feel afterwards, okay? I'll be sitting up with a glass
of
Jack.
Come on, brother. It's a half marathon. It's not a full marathon.
You said that already. I don't care if it's a half, a full, a quarter, or around the block. You run it, and I'll sit down with my glass of Jack, okay?
All right, brother.
All right,
love
thank you.
You,
Barry. Appreciate you. Man. I was going to say that's worse than talking to my wife, but I realized I don't have one. Like, damn. I want to do this, but I don't. You do it yourself. Go to the mall. I don't want to go. I'm having flashbacks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I told you I was thankful for you, the listeners.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.